I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Adam Sandler, the great Adam Sandler, one of the great actor comedians in the history of the genre.
Yes.
He is bringing back Happy Gilmore.
Is he really?
They're making a sequel.
God, I feel like there was never a sequel.
No, there wasn't. But I'm not about this, bro.
Why? How can you make it any better?
But also, like, think about it. I mean, Carl Weathers—he's right. Not here anymore.
I understand. That's your point.
And neither is Bob Barker. I get that.
And neither is Norm.
Okay.
Was he in that one? No.
Norm MacDonald? Yeah. I don't think he was. No.
He was in Billy Madison.
So because a few people died, you can't make a sequel?
Hmm. I mean, Shooter McGavin is, so.
Shooter McGavin, apparently, is the guy that broke the story. Shooter McGavin was on one of our sister stations in Cleveland. The real actor, I don't know his name, and quite frankly, I'm really not that interested in looking it up. Shooter McGavin did an interview and said, I know I shouldn't be saying this, but we're making a second Happy Gilmore. And now Variety's reporting, oh, it's true.
Okay, so is it a...
It's happening.
It's got to be a sequel because Adam Sandler's in it.
It is a sequel. They're making Happy Gilmore 2.
It's not a remake.
And the script is done. And Adam Sandler showed it to Scooter.
What did I say, Silver? Sandler.
Sandler. Not Adam Silver.
I think I said Silver.
So Adam Sandler has written the script. And see, that's the thing. That's where I'm going to disagree with you, Zoo. And I don't know, are you against the two-take or
I
no?
I mean, if I can be Chubbs. I can act. I am an actor.
No, Bantiki's an actor.
Stop.
Hey, he's the one who wants to act.
He's not even real.
The reason why I'm not anti this, because a lot of times these sequels are not very good. Mm-hmm. A lot of times these remakes are not very good. I totally get it. I trust Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, if someone else was doing this.
What was the last movie he made?
Oh, no, he's made a ton.
He made Jack and Jill, and that movie was a disaster.
Really? Yeah,
I don't know if I trust him completely.
With this movie that was already a classic, I do trust him. Now, look, there been some lousy Sandler movies? There have been some mediocre ones, sure.
So the challenge is that golf was, I think, less understood then, so it was easier to, like, make fun of. Golf is, like, it feels so massive now.
You think the snooty golfers are going to have a problem with this?
No, I think it's not snooty golfers anymore.
Oh, it's all of us Americans who golf?
It's everybody now.
I think this movie is going to end up being too much of a sports movie.
Why would you think that?
Because I think, like Tiki just said, they're going to have to pay more attention to the golf.
Yeah.
I think the technology's in a better place. They're going to mess around with more golf shots. And, I mean, I think that's where they're going to go with this.
Why are you being such a hater, man?
I just don't know what you can do.
I'm not being a hater.
Like, what can you do?
I don't know. I didn't write the movie. Why do you have to know the outcome?
It's not even that. I'm just trying to conceptualize what's going to be funny.
Do you
about
trust
it.
Adam Sandler?
I do.
Do you think Adam Sandler's funny?
I do.
Okay, then what the hell's the problem?
I'm just looking at his. You're so not invited to my bat mitzvah.
You're going through his
Murder Mystery 2.
Yeah, that was rough.
Hustle.
And oh, by the way, Big Zoo, I got a problem with you. Chubbs died in the first movie anyway.
That's right. But
so
he came back in the sky.
I know, but you're acting like you can't make the sequel because Chubbs is dead or Carl Weathers is dead.
But you know he was going to come back as a ghost in this.
Uncut Gems was good.
You know who else was in Uncut Gems?
Mike Francesa.
Oh, yes. Maybe he's in this too.
Oh, maybe that's who fills in as Chubbs, is Mike.
All I know is that if I think back to my childhood, I was born in 83. This movie came out in 95, so I was 12. How old were you, Zoo, in 95?
If it was before December, I wasn't born.
You weren't even born?
No.
Oh, so you watched this well after it came out,
oh,
obviously.
Oh, yeah. I watched this, I mean, probably in 2005.
Okay, by the way, that works, too. There's a lot of great movies I watched as a kid that I wasn't born for. But that's a classic, classic movie. Hmm. And if you've got the same brilliant comedian running the ship, I'm not overly concerned. Like, is there a chance it's not going to be good? I guess there's a chance. But you guys are already killing it before it was even born.
I just...
Why not be excited? Well, why so negative?
I mean, think about it, though. It's 28 years ago.
So?
28 years ago,
that
you get the sequel.
So if it was 22 years ago, you'd be fine?
No, if it was like 20 years ago, I'd be fine. If this thing came out in 2000 or something.
So you've got a statute of limitations on how many years it's been?
Yeah, how are you sequeling this? I don't. That's not going to make sense.
But you don't know the story. How the hell could you say it doesn't make sense? You don't even know the story. Maybe it's Adam Sandler's son. Maybe his son is a golfer. Now. I don't know.
Anchorman was an amazing movie. Then they made Anchorman 2, and now it's hard to even appreciate Anchorman.
That's a fact.
And nobody talks about it anymore. Right. No one cares about the movie anymore. A bad sequel ruins the whole lore.
Christopher McDonald. That's Shooter McGavin, by the way.
Christopher McDonald.
Shout out.
I don't look at it that way. I see what you're saying. Like, a bad sequel's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you a bad sequel. I'm going to give you an example of a bad sequel that I had to rewatch recently because my son wanted to see it. I showed him Independence Day, the original from 1996.
Yes.
And he loved it. He's like, oh, this movie's amazing. Did they make a second, Dad? And I'm like, yeah, they did, but let's not watch it. He's like, no, we got to watch it. I was like,
did
sure.
I even watch Independence Day 2?
Did you?
I don't think so.
I went to see it in theaters. I was so excited. Wow. For the same reason. If I love an original, I'm going to definitely see the second because maybe it is good.
And?
So Independence Day 2 is just not good. What do you want me to tell you? It wasn't good. But to prove Connor wrong, that doesn't make me look differently at the original. Like, the original is still a classic. Yeah. If the original's on TV tonight, I'm still locking it down.
Yeah, but think about this. Like,
get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And Boo just told me this, so I can't even claim it. It was 20 years, right?
Right.
After Independence Day.
Yes.
And the sequel was a long time.
Yes.
So, like, the connection it's severed. There's so much other nonsense that's gotten in the middle of it. You almost have to go back and rewatch Happy Gilmore.
I agree.
And to go watch the second one.
I agree.
But the second one is not going to live up to the first one.
Does it have to?
What if it's you're going to feel like immediately you wasted your money.
What if it's good, but it doesn't live up to the first? Is that a problem? What if it's good? What if it's like, yeah, it's pretty funny. Not as good as the first, but pretty funny.
So what's the bar? Just don't be terrible?
That's not acceptable for a sequel of Happy
exactly.
Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
My bar is, if I'm going to give you $13.75 to go to a movie.
$13.75? Bro, like, where are you 45. Going? I need to get over there.
$45 because
yeah,
bro,
it's 20 plus.
Exactly.
Ticket, where are you going for $13?
You going by yourself?
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Oh, like a senior discount? Are you sneaking in there with your dad's
IP? Right. You're buying this at home and casting it on an 80-inch screen for $13? Bucks?
All right.
What the hell you're talking about?
You guys are attacking them.
No snacks, Evan? No snacks at all?
I can't think of the last time. I think I was paying $10 when I was in college. How the hell are you paying $13 to get into a movie?
I apologize, okay? I'm sorry I said something incorrect. If I'm dropping $25.75 to go to a movie.
A person. Plus concessions.
And I'm being entertained. I just want to be entertained. I want to laugh. It doesn't have to be the greatest movie of all time. Like, is that really the bar? It has to be. If it's not as good as the first, it's not worth making.
I got to tell you, this is why movie theaters are struggling in some regards. Because if you're just going to be entertained, not like blown away, I'll wait till it comes out on video.
Yeah, but that's you not wanting to go to a movie theater.
No.
Is that what that's about?
I would love to go to a movie theater. The problem is I don't want to go to a movie theater and feel disappointed.
So your idea.
So if it's going to be a average movie, mediocre, slightly funny, but not really, I'd rather wait for it to come out on some streaming service.
But that's more about...
2 weeks later, by the way.
That's fine.
And watch it at home.
That's more about your movie habits than it is don't make the movie. Have you ever seen Major League, the original?
Yes.
Okay. No. Classic movie, right?
Yes.
Classic. They came out
Pedro
with...
Pedro Serrano.
You're damn right. They came out
Thank
with...
Thank you, Jobu. I'm doing myself.
They came out with a sequel.
Uh-huh.
Did you like the sequel?
I don't think I did watch the sequel.
I think the sequel was very good. My only negative about the sequel is that it was PG instead of rated R.
What was it about?
It was about them trying to get revenge on, I think it was the Chicago White Sox, who beat them in the playoffs. And then, what's his name, became the manager.
Jake Taylor.
Jake became the manager. They had this guy, Ray Parkman, who was a real ass.
I don't think
Jack Parkman.
Jack Parkman. I'm close. Then they had another catcher who couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Brew Baker.
And the only... Who do you know the whole roster?
Bro, I watched that movie like 600 times before I turned 10.
Rube Baker couldn't throw the ball back to the mound, and the only thing that would work is to read the articles in Playboy. That was it.
What?
That was the point is, it was a funny movie. Was it a funny movie?
Carrie likes long walks on the beach and her sundresses. And then he drills it over to Seth, and it's one of the best scenes ever.
You know every line from that movie?
No, clearly, because I messed that one up, but I was close.
You got it close enough, but that was a good movie. Was it as good as the original? No one's saying it is, but it was a good movie.
Now, Evan, to continue on the Major League lineage, what about Back to the Minors?
No, it sucked. Mm. It sucked, but now we're talking about a third movie.
But the second one, still a theatrical release, still a lot of money going into it.
Hold on, stick to the one and two. It's the second movie.
And it came out right after.
And it was quick.
So it's about how much time after?
It's the distance from the first one. That's the problem. The amount of time that has passed.
I disagree with all of you guys.
And Evan, have you forgotten Planet of the Apes, Ape Lincoln? That moment tainted forever the entire franchise.
Okay. Couple of things.
Forever. We'll never be the same.
Which is why they had to redo the whole thing.
They need to do a remake of the remake because it was so tainted by the remake.
And they had to kick it all the way and make it a prequel in order to
agree,
get that stink.
I agree that the remake of Planet of the Apes was the biggest abomination in cinema history. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. But... Then they did the prequel, and the prequel is so freaking awesome, they're coming out with a fourth this Memorial Day. So obviously they righted the wrong. And it's also different because they were trying to remake a great movie.
Prequel.
Adam Sandler's not remaking
prequel.
Happy Gilmore. He's making a second.
Prequel.
Yeah, okay.
Prequel.
So prequels are okay.
Prequels are fine.
All right.
Sequels are still like sitting on the foundation of the original. Right?
You guys are killing my buzz.
I am.
I was so excited about this movie and all you did.
It's going to be terrible.
Just like your wife killed your J.D. Martinez buzz last night.
My wife killed my J.D. Martinez buzz because when I told her about Big Met news, she assumed Pete Alonso extended and the beard was going away naturally.